Hi there. I wanted to say that paleobotanists can tell us a lot about the past. We paleobotanists like to reconstruct past landscapes. We use the fossil plants to tell us about what the environment looked like. And in fact, with a lot of information from plant fossils, we can get a picture of the world in which the dinosaurs lived. Another thing that we do is look at particular plant fossils and figure out which ones they are, who they're related to from the living world, and that tells us something about plant evolution and the history of living plants. Something else that paleobotanists can do actually might tell us something about what dinosaurs ate, because of course you know that some dinosaurs were meat eaters, but other dinosaurs were plant eaters. And I have something here that's pretty neat that tells us something about dinosaur diet. Okay, this specimen, which just looks like a plain old rock, is not just a plain old rock. Believe it or not, it is a fossilized piece of dinosaur poop. And I hope you heard me right. I did say poop, and this comes from Montana. It's about 75 million years old, and this poop was probably produced by Myasaura, a dinosaur that lived up there and that you may have heard of. But the neat thing about it is that it's full of these little black fragments in here, and what these are little bits of conifer or cone-producing wood. Okay, so that means that this dinosaur probably, most definitely was eating conifer wood. And that was part of its diet.
Bonnie, was this dinosaur kind of inefficient in the way that it used the plant material? I noticed that cows chew and chew and chew their the grass and the hay that they eat. Did this thing not have as efficient a system for grinding up the plants?
Yes, that's right. They weren't very efficient digesters. As first of all, you can tell that because of all these fragments that weren't completely digested. They came out and you can still see them. But also, dinosaurs needed to use these, they actually consumed rocks to help grind up plant matter. And these things are found oftentimes near dinosaur specimens, and they come from the dinosaur's gut. And they are basically grinding stones that were inside the dinosaur's gut. They're called gastroliths. Gastrolith. Lith means stone. This is one of them.
You know, Bonnie, I've seen...